Speaking of the role of the military, we heard this week about the death of a hero of the Cold War. You might not have known about him. His name was Stanislav Petrov. He actually died over the summer at the age of 77. Petrov was sometimes called the man who saved the world, and that was because of an act of bravery that may have prevented a nuclear war. Charles Maines visited with Petrov last year and has this remembrance.
Dial the clock back to 1983, to another low in U.S.-Russian relations. President Ronald Reagan declared the USSR the evil empire.
And the aggressive impulses of an evil empire to simply
the Soviets' downing of a civilian Korean airliner sparked international outrage.
And the United States claim a Soviet fighter shot down the Korean Airlines jumbo jet with a missile.
And hardliners in the Kremlin were convinced a U.S. attack was imminent.
Я воспринимаю как доверие к нашей Ленинской коммунистической партии.
It was at this point a 44-year-old colonel named Stanislav Petrov began his assignment at the Serpukhov 15 nuclear monitoring station outside Moscow, feeling lucky as can be.
Honestly, it was beyond my wildest dreams. It was working with the latest technology, working with satellites. And from that system, the fate of the country rested on it. I felt like I was right where I needed to be.
Petrov was in charge of early warning systems in an underground bunker that looked how you might imagine. A big dark room, a giant screen showing satellite images of the globe, green and red lights flashing. Petrov recalled how in monitoring U.S. test launches, he and others developed a certain admiration for their American counterparts on the other side of the globe.
We didn't see them as our enemy. They were like our rivals, like you have in sports.
But like any game, it got tedious the more they played. Petrov says week after week, day in, day out, it was the same routine, 12-hour shifts, staring at the screen, until September 26, 1983, when the sirens went off. The U.S. had launched the long-feared nuclear strike. Petrov says his crew was jolted, but not panicked. They'd trained for this, and he quickly began checking the computer readings.
Нормально.
The data seemed accurate. Only then the screen showed three, then five nuclear warheads on their way. With every indication showing this was the real thing, Petrov knew he had to inform his superiors quickly if the Soviet leadership were to launch a response. And this is where his story takes an unexpected turn. After five tense minutes, Petrov concluded that something just didn't add up. In the end, he recorded the incident as a system malfunction, which of course it was. But Petrov said his decision was based more on gut feeling than logic.
I told myself, I won't be the cause of World War III. I won't. Simple as that. If they punish me, they punish me. If they imprison me, okay. But something told me that over there, on the other side of the ocean, are people just like me. They probably don't want war.
Petrov was never honored by the Soviets for his role in averting catastrophe, but in the post-Soviet 90s, Petrov's story came to light in the West. He was awarded international peace prizes, though he always rejected the idea he was some sort of pacifist. And until his death, he lived out his life in a spare apartment outside of Moscow, fielding constant calls from journalists asking him to retell the story of that night in September 1983. Petrov would claim he never cared for the spotlight, though he did occasionally enjoy some of the perks of his celebrity. He recounted once being taken down to an American nuclear monitoring station during a trip to the U.S. The lights, the controls, they were all in English, of course, but instantly familiar all the same. Petrov was now in the other team's locker room. But, he said, to him, it felt like home. For the world, Charles Maines, Moscow.
Colonel Petrov's act, a lesson for all of us. And that's the world for this Tuesday. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.